It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm a little slow today. I just switched to Sanka, so...
What? You're kind of a putz.
One of my nuggets was hanging out of my shorts.
You're disgusting.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We've got our first buzz of the afternoon, and also a visit with an old friend.
A
gentleman who never seems to be far from controversy. I'm talking, of course, about Dr. James Capers.
Oh, old buddy.
Let me tell you, it's been a long time since we have spoken with Dr. Capers, and let me just say, when you hear me read his bio, his intro, which I'm going to do for probably the first time that we've ever really read it.
Well, he's just revamped his website, so a lot of this information is new.
And a lovely picture of Dr. Capers.
I've not seen it. I've heard people talking about it, but I haven't seen it yet.
Lovely picture of Dr.
Capers. Oh, yeah, he's looking better than ever. You're looking well. Is that what he says?
Yeah,
that was Mr. Zodiac.
Oh, sorry.
That's quite all right.
Still, he's looking well.
Yeah. How the IMs going over there? Buzz is apparently getting overloaded with IMs. If you'd like to IM him, you can do that, or me, or anybody else on the show. It's Mike O WJFK. That's our IM, and you're saying the computer has crashed, what, three times based on the volume?
The computer hasn't crashed, but the instant messenger program crashed many times because we got flooded with so many IMs when we first signed on. I think it's all fixed now, and our apologies for ignoring you earlier.
But
we weren't really.
With the crash, we did get we got a pretty significant offer there, right? Didn't we get an offer of some Call of Duty?
You're getting Call of Duty 4, I believe, signed copies.
What do you mean signed copies?
I don't know what that means.
I would have to guess the software designer.
Yeah, I think so. Well, that means
wow.
These are the
unless he writes on the game, they can write anything they want as long as they send it.
Signed copies. I just want the game.
If it comes from the guy who designed it, that's pretty cool. Might be worth something someday.
You think it'd be valuable? Will you leave yours in your box if it's signed by the designer, Rob?
No, I'll play it.
Plans.
And I'll go shoot some people.
very, very.
We've had to remove Robert from Call of Duty privileges because I think he's too young.
That's a little violent. How old is he now? Four?
He is a five.
Oh, five, okay.
He almost six, but he does love it. He's really good with guns.
That's good news.
Well, see, it'll be Call of Duty, and then he gets the ones that are lying in your bedroom.
I have no guns.
You have no guns, good thing.
I have none guns.
Call of Duty, you've even let him play it once?
That surprises me.
Yeah.
Rob, that's
parent of the year.
That's one of those games.
We've made him stop. Now he mostly plays The Simpsons.
Yeah, that's
But that has words
that
he can't say.
He now shoots Mo.
No, he says.
Here I was thinking you were the Uber parent. You're letting your kid. Don't they have warnings on those?
We supervise him.
How do you supervise him when the German's head gets blown off in a bloody pulp? What do you say?
I say, you see, socialist government is bad.
It's a lesson.
That's good. Way to parent, Rob. You know, we're going to have a new feature on the show. It's Parenting with Rob.
Well, we're getting better. We've limited him on it.
This is a tough world.
The way we used to do it is occasionally we would let him play Call of Duty, and when he'd lose, he wouldn't get the regular amount of whiskey.
Now, you see, it's cute, though, because he calls it Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. Yeah, like it's Batman.
Yeah.
That's very, very cute.
What a good boy.
Yes, Call of Duty.
Steady hand.
How exciting. First buzz of the day. Here's Buzz Burbank.
Unemployment was up again last month for the fourth month in a row, but the layoffs.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just sometimes feel a desire to clap.
And
on the
I
show.
Started clapping too. What
sorry
does that say about me?
We're supposed to press this button.
Oh, but there's a but.
Oh, good. Give us the but.
The layoffs were not nearly as many as expected. And then there's the bad news again. Bankruptcies are up 48% over last year at this time.
Oh, yeah, Mike.
Mostly because of the mortgage crisis. We're expecting to see literally a million bankruptcies this year.
Woo!
Exactly. Uh-huh. After practicing for weeks, grade school kids from Missouri will not be singing the national anthem at Kansas City Royals game next Friday. After all, they've been replaced, you see, by something more important than life itself, an American Idol contestant. Next Friday is now David Cook Day for the Royals.
Of all the ones, he's the stain.
Of course.
He'll be singing the anthem. You kids go home and keep practicing.
Gee, Rob, I wonder how he's going to make it his own.
I wonder whose arrangement he'll steal.
That's all they're about this year. You have to make the song your own.
Your own, sorry.
The Board of Supervisors of Monterey, California are threatening to cancel the city's annual music summit if organizers keep Snoop Dogg as the headliner.
Oh, come on now. Lighten up, people. Really, don't you agree, Hillary?
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Snoop's billed as a former gangster rapper, but he's still a strong advocate for marijuana.
I love taking my ladies on dinner dates.
Does he play Call of Duty?
I hope so.
Probably.
I bet he does.
Bet he does.
But you see, Call of Duty, you know what I love about it, Rob?
What's that, Mike?
It's a first-person shooter.
Is that what it is?
You want to know my kind of video games? You want to recommend one to me?
Uh-huh.
A first-person shooter. You know, everybody got excited about Grand Theft Auto. I mean, and did that get enough play on this radio station?
Oh,
I mean, my God. the thing about
GTA 4.
When's GTA 4? GTA 4. You now I'm not a like sophisticated gamer, so my jargon might not be up to speed. Yeah.
Hey, lighten up. 48 years old, for Christ's sake. All right.
When I was a boy, we went out in the yard with a stick. That's what we did.
Grand Theft Stick.
Grand Theft Auto. And that's how we'd break it. We'd break into cars for real.
Yeah, you did it really. You broke into cars.
And kill people the real way with pipes and guns.
How many hookers did you kill before your 12th birthday?
Well, until I could recognize them, it was pretty damn
that's
bloody
right.
But the thing about Call of Duty is you look at the guy. You're looking like from... Is that the third person, or is that the... You know how you watch the man walk?
Yeah, that's third person when you're observing
the guy. First person
the
is what I like.
Yeah.
I like to see the gun in my hand, and I like to point it at the Germans, or I like to especially like the different kinds of weapons when you have the big howitzer.
Yes.
And you get to blow the planes out of the sky, and they change. That's what I'm... That's totally what I'm into, and I'm not into it with space aliens, a la Halo.
Right.
I don't like me the Halo. I'm very specific.
You want to kill real people.
That's why when you said Call of Duty 4, you know, that's... excitement time for all of us.
They combine first and third person on the Simpsons game, which is the game I've gotten deepest into watching the kids play it.
Yeah, well, you're an old queen. That's why you like the Simpsons game.
Oh, and you'd hate it.
It's a child's game.
It's not.
Oh, I disagree. I bet it's not.
It's a child. Well, do you play? What games do you play? You don't play any games, do you?
I'm not a gamer.
Yeah, you're not a gamer.
Scrabble.
Well, not
too
on
busy
a computer,
hanging
anyway.
From your Taiwan basket
That's
is what
right.
you're doing there. But I'm excited about this. Do we have a name for this gentleman that's sending us Call of Duty?
No, I don't. I'll check the instant messages.
Okay, it might be a fake.
You think?
I don't think so. No. I've been conversing with him. I didn't get his name, but I've been conversing with him.
Have you been seducing him?
You know how I am.
I do. I pray for that guy. Talk about a first-person shooter.
Actually, I think a bar should come up with that drink, the first-person shooter.
Yeah, well, they might fail if they come up with it.
You know who else plays Call of Duty, I'll bet? Dennis Rodman.
Yes.
He's come out of retirement from trouble.
Really?
He was arrested night before last for hitting his girlfriend in a Los Angeles hotel. Oh, look who's here.
Hello. How you doing?
Hello, Dennis.
How are you doing?
How have you been?
We're well.
I've been in trouble.
Do you play any first-person shooter games?
My Call of Duty.
Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bomb.
You ever
it's
played the Simpsons game?
It's for pussies.
Oh, it hurts. I let my son.
The only guy that played the Simpsons game is a pussy.
I let my son play Call of Duty.
That's good. I'm in big trouble.
Yeah, you are. You were booked on suspicion of felony domestic violence.
Oh, damn.
You got out of jail yesterday morning on $50,000 bail.
Ooh, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Who paid your bail?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I sent it to my lawyer.
Oh, okay. You have a lawyer?
Uh-huh.
Are you with Ephraim?
Donald Ephraim.
You know, your manager, Dennis, says that you and this lady had a little too much to drink that night.
Yeah, we got a little wasted.
He says you didn't actually hit her. You just grabbed her arm and left a bruise.
I didn't hit nobody.
Good for you, Dennis.
Keep talking, I hit you.
No, won't be necessary. You'll be facing further charges.
You get a lot of IMs.
Yeah, I have gotten a lot of it. You should write us sometime, Dennis.
You get some skanks calling you?
No, nice people. Oh, nothing but nice people.
I am Buzz, but you want to be a Buzz Babe.
You can't be, but I'll bet you know women who could be Buzz Babes.
Michael WJFK. That's who I am.
Michael WJFK, that's right.
Stop playing that Simpsons game, yo.
You're very tall.
Pussy.
Dennis Rodman, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Great Dennis Rodman.
Rod Stewart's son, Sean, goes to court in Los Angeles today for allegedly attacking two people with a brick.
Sean Stewart.
The two were his ex and her new girl or boyfriend.
Ooh.
Sean's charged with assault with a deadly weapon, throwing something at a car, and vandalism.
Okay.
Sean Stewart faces up to 4 years in prison on each count if he's convicted. And he's under court order to stay away from that couple.
Hold on, Buzz. We have a call about your IM. We're going to go to Scott in Sacramento. Scott, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, I just wanted to know if you knew that in Call of Duty 4, you actually don't get to kill Germans anymore.
What? Well, you're doing the one that I played, one of the first ones that I played.
What's in Call of Duty 4?
Call of Duty 4, you get to kill terrorists.
Oh, yeah, baby. More and more real.
So it is okay for my boy.
Yeah, now you can do that because you're training him. It's
Absolutely.
Military training.
So the signed copies are from Osama bin Laden.
Very good. Ah, la, 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 la.
The lovely Uma Thurman took the stand yesterday in a New York courtroom
in the
trial of her alleged stalker.
Hello, baby.
Uma stalker. Stalker Uma.
Yeah.
She read his letters to the court, including a passage that went, "My hands should be on your body at all times."
Uh-oh.
He also sent her a photo of an open grave. This went on for 2 years. Uma testified it was a nightmare. 37-year-old Jack Jordan faces up to a year in jail. First offense, good behavior. He could be out in no time.
How good does she look in the producers?
She looks good in everything. Everything. Even, you know, she was a little disheveled. I saw some pictures of her going into the courthouse for this. Yeah. She actually looked pretty hot there.
Oh, yeah.
She looks. She's one of those women that just has that. And I think she's going to look hot until she's 80 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Daniel Baldwin's just finished writing a book called A Promise to Ourselves, Fatherhood, Divorce, and Family Law.
Which Baldwin?
Daniel Baldwin.
Is he the Stain Baldwin?
No, he's... I'm sorry.
Adam Baldwin. No, who's the one on 30 Rock?
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin. Excuse me, I've misspoken. I meant to say Alec Baldwin.
Oh, well, my God, Buzz, that's a huge mistake. There's a football field between Alec and Daniel.
I understand. I meant to say Alec.
We got Daniel, who was the guy that listened to the show in Sacramento.
Right.
Alec, who is the movie star that everybody watches everything he's in.
Stephen Baldwin made Biodome with Pauly Shore.
And he's the one that purses his lips, right? Right?
Yes.
Always has that.
Oh, he played Barney in the most recent Flintstones movie, too.
As you know,
there's a sound effect I require.
Stop saying stupid things.
I just realized. Rob, what would the sound effect? He'll know this. What
crickets.
Of course crickets, Rob.
Yeah, I'm going to stop saying stupid things.
I play The Simpsons, and he played Barney in the... that's a fact we did not. We needed the crickets for that.
I'm sorry.
Can we find them? No, don't apologize. Just get me crickets.
Crickets I will have. They'll come running down the hall.
How about new crickets?
Better crickets?
Better crickets.
Maybe with a frog in it?
New improved crickets.
Yes. So this is
Alec Baldwin. He's the one who's been through all the family law issues, obviously.
It's going to be just
of
fine.
Of course it is.
Very good.
It's about his encounters with marriage counselors, lawyers, and judges.
I'll read that because
I thought you might.
I can relate to that. I could relate to that about 8 minutes ago.
You won't read to it.
Barack Obama did the top 10 on Letterman last night.
Ooh.
Here it is.
Okay. Here we go. Top 10 surprising facts about Barack Obama. Number 10.
My first act as president will be to stop the fighting between Lauren and Heidi on the hills.
Thank you very much. It's about time, by God. Number 9.
In the Illinois primary, I accidentally voted for Kucinich.
What? What? Number 8.
When I tell my kids to clean their room, I finish with, I'm Barack Obama and I approve this message.
Stop. Do they get any better?
Yeah, I think they do, but, we can stop here if you like.
Yes, let's stop there. Right. It's painful for me, and I like Barack Obama.
I'm sorry it was painful.
That's all right.
And again, no crickets. Huh?
No crickets at all.
If only. Mm-hmm. The giant inflatable pig that floated away from the Coachella Music Festival in California has been found.
Look at that. It's floating over the crowd.
There it goes.
The helium-filled balloon got away from its handlers at the Outdoor Music Festival, and a $10,000 reward plus lifetime tickets to the event were offered to the finder. Well, as it turns out, there were two finders because the pig came down in pieces.
Oh, man. I tell you, I hope we don't have a lot of pigs tomorrow at the Cinco de Mayo party.
Inflatable?
A puerco. Two couples who live about 8 miles away from the concert site each found chunks of the high-flying pig.
Hey, chunks.
So they will split the reward posted by the pig's owner, Pink Floyd's Roger Waters.
There was a character in the movies that was named Chunk. I'll stop the show now. You know what his famous line was?
No.
Rocky Road.
It was from the Goonies.
Actually, that was John Matuszak playing the retarded character. Chunk was just the fat kid that ran all over
exactly.
the haunted house.
Okay. And he's not as cute anymore, I'm
not
sure.
Not at all. I'd like to see him today, though.
Well, good news, Mike. He's waiting outside.
Very good.
Coming up in the second Buzz, our first Dillweed of the Week Award. And coming up in the final Buzz, John McCain and the C Word.
Ooh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much. Without further ado, let's get this gentleman on the air.
Yeah.
He's been waiting a very long time.
Kind enough to wait.
And he's been very, very patient. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about the one and only good friend of the show for years and years and years. And
yeah.
If he will allow me, Dr. Cabers, I will read a section from your website. Do you mind, sir?
No, go right ahead.
Dr. James Capers, and I want you to critique me, Dr. Capers. Let me know how I do this, okay?
Oh, God, here we go.
Dr. James Capers, who is a Holy Ghost-filled, blood-washed, anointed vessel of the Lord, who possesses the full baptism of the Holy Ghost.
That's me.
As quoted by Dr. Capers, I am the temple that houses the ghost. Dr. Capers holds the office of bishop and head prophet by national states ministerial licenses, New York, New Jersey, California, and Pennsylvania. Presently, the chief executive officer of the Temple of Divine Prophecy Church and College, Dr. Capers may use his proper ministerial titles as, quote, His Holiness, Head prophet representing his official title of national bishop. Dr. Caper's gifts are so powerful.
Yes.
That he oftentimes is only received by the largest churches in the country.
Wow.
To speak or give workshops.
Very nice.
As a Holy Ghost Pentecostal bishop, he may merely step inside a church.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And be able to discern anything about the congregation and all its pastors.
Amen.
His gifts are given only to help and to assist those who seek out his help, never to embarrass or to disgrace an individual.
Sing it, brother.
For their shortcomings, for God is love, not hate.
Amen.
Amen.
I say amen.
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 I'm about to pass out in the chair.
How are you, Dr. Capers?
Oh, my God. I think you have a Baptist minister in another lifetime.
I sure did enjoy doing that. I sure did enjoy doing that for you, Dr. Capers.
Thank you guys so much. It's wonderful to be on your show once again. You just don't know how much love I've had for all of you. And I miss all of you so much.
May I say, based also on the website picture, very nice hair and also very nice dog.
Oh, thank you. That's my Shih Tzu companion. He goes everywhere that I go. And
be careful.
Actually, you know, I'm on my way to Moscow, Russia, within the next week or so.
Really?
Where in the world is James Capers? Okay. Now, let me read this. This is why you're booked on the show today, Dr. Capers.
Go ahead.
You speak to ghosts. We know that, right?
Uh-huh.
And the ghost of the D.C. madam who recently killed herself. She stated to you that she came to you in a dream, or the ghost stated to you that she would never do a day in jail, and what she really meant was that she had information about government leaders who used her prostitution services, and presently they're serving in Congress. So that's what she said. Is there a controversy afoot, Dr. Capers?
Well, you know what, guys? Let me make myself perfectly clear, because a lot of people don't understand how my gifts work. One of the gifts that I possess is called gift of discerning, or discerning of spirits.
Right.
So therefore, I really, really do see spirits. And this spirit did, in fact, come to me last night.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was Aretha Franklin.
Tell Aretha shut up and have a coke.
Yes, go ahead, doctor.
And basically, what this spirit said was that she was murdered.
Yes. Now, you know, when this story first, incidentally, great connection, as usual. Are we calling San Diego? Is that what we're calling today?
Yes.
When this first came out, I think everybody, when they first heard the news story, thought that maybe there might be foul play, but didn't the authorities pretty quickly put that to rest?
Well, basically, what the spirit had spoke to me and had said to me, had basically had said that it was a cover-up and that she had direct information connecting the Republican presidential candidate and implicating him with the service itself.
I see.
So is John McCain responsible for her murder?
Well, I believe that what she was saying was that she was murdered because she knew that she wasn't getting out of the jail term and that she was going to expose him and she had nothing else to lose.
Wow.
So what best thing to do is to kill her.
Oh, my. Now, Dr. That's Capers, you've made some statements over the years.
Quite a claim.
But, you know, usually they're about people that are long gone. This woman's barely cold, and you've got this theory. So this ghost must have come to you very quickly.
You know, if you remember, gentlemen, I gave a longitude and a latitude of where...
Latitude.
Basically, latitude, where Osama bin Laden was.
Yes.
On your show...
And they just didn't listen to you, incidentally. They didn't pay enough attention to that.
Well, actually, 3 days later was the first attack in Saudi Arabia, 10 miles from the exact location that I gave.
Wow. Well, you know what? Can we put our hands together for Dr. Capers?
Put our hands together.
And you just got that from the spirit world, right?
Yes, and by the way, and don't forget when I broadcast it on your show also, and you had asked me where Saddam Hussein was, and I had said he was in the lower part of Syria. When his sons were captured, CIA had stated that they had found a brown suitcase that indicated they had just left the lower part of Syria.
My God, how do you do it?
A brown suitcase?
Yeah, they found it was on CNN. The information was public information, sir. Also, also, I stated on your show that there were a terrorist attack in New York subway and during July and gave the date. And if you remember, then later, CIA retired agent comes out and says it was true.
Where do you get the gift? Where does the gift come from, Dr. Capers?
Oh, I can tell you where the gift comes
from. It doesn't come easy. That's where it comes from. It doesn't come easy. So
excuse me.
We're laughing about this, but there's underlining truth to this woman being murdered.
Underlining truth, yes, sir.
There's an underlining truth to this woman being actually murdered, and it stops at high places within the government itself.
So you think, now this is dangerous ground. Do you ever have the guys that show up with the black suits and the skinny ties and the earpieces? Do they float around your church at all when this is all going on?
Well, actually, broadcasted on anything political within the last 8 years.
Well, let me tell you something. You're on dangerous ground here, Dr. Capers, because you're talking about a candidate. You're talking about a current presidential candidate.
Well, I'm just telling you what the ghost said. Now, the ghost had also said that Randall Tobias, the deputy secretary of the state of the first head of U.S. Foreign Assistance and Administrator.
I'll take your word for it.
For International Development, which is the acronym comes out to you said, he said, and she said.
Right.
Basically was one of the top people who used the service and referred other people out to this service. And this is how many of the senators got involved and the Congress people got involved in this service.
Amen.
I say amen.
Who were Republican conservatives and saying, don't you gay people do this and don't you other people do that. Because we're so Christians and we're so conservatives, but we like to go out and get our weenies wet.
Oh,
gay American.
Pretty amazing stuff here. Have you been contacted?
They like to go out and get their weenies wet, but they tell everybody.
Okay,
Dr. Capers. Dr. Capers.
You like that?
Oh, I love you. I really do. I love talking to you. Did anybody contact you from the McCain campaign yet?
Well, you know what? I really don't care what they have to say because, you know, I can only report what spirits come to me and they say. Whether if they want to say, this is reputable, or with this he has no tie, this is just a funny person. Here's some information for you funny guys out there. There's going to be information. Before she got killed, she distributed information to 6 different personal sources that if something accidentally or supposedly or allegedly happened to her, what she was going to do, that those people were supposed to submit it to the media. So at some point during this campaign, and you can quote me on this, that there's going to be some information leaked out to the press after her death.
So this scandal is not over.
Oh, sure enough, CC Snuff, put in that wrapper and I'll wrap it up.
All right, Dr. Capers, we appreciate it. You stay in touch with us. You let us know everything that's going on.
Before you go, Dr. Capers, do you have any Hollywood nuggets for us? I know a lot of times you have the gossip.
Boy, I got some juicy, woosy stuff. But before I go, I'll tell you, for all of our listeners who go to my website, the 500 people that come to the website will and purchase a little something. You'll get a free reading from Dr. Capers, which is a $200
reading.
A free reading.
Hallelujah.
First, no, by me.
All right. Yay, man.
If you want to know if that man or woman is running around and committing lustful acts like these senators and congressmen are, call me. Clairvoyant agency will tell you the truth.
Dr. Capers, always a pleasure.
So much, and don't forget my predictions now. We'll see if
never
they come out.
We will talk to you very, very soon. Sorry we don't have more time today. We have to talk to a survivalist that's coming up here on the show, but we will definitely be in touch, and if you want more information, all you have to do is go to drjamescapers.com. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So long, Dr. Capers.
So long. See you guys later. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye-bye, old queen.
Can you imagine sharing a cab with that guy?
Oh, I'd love to. And now take a look at that picture. That is a two.
He's a good-looking man.
That
he was
a
like
hairpiece.
That at 6 o'clock this morning. I don't know how he does it. Woo!
Bear Grylls, as Beth Ann, I was calling him Grylls all day yesterday, but from A Man vs. Wild, it's a guy that goes into the bush and survives.
Hey, wow.
And he does it with a camera crew. So it's
I always take one.
Got lots of questions about that. We will have more, and also we will have coming up Paige Davis.
Ooh.
She is on the show today. And I think we're also going to start the game. Yeah, we're going to solicit in the next break.
Oh, yeah.
I got confused for a second.
Oh, we got your back, baby.
I had me a night last night. Wheel of Fat Chicks coming up on the big show. Right. We'll be right this after back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.